Good morning, my friends. I want to welcome you to the services here at Little Black Lake Baptist Church. Happy Mother's Day. We're going to honor you ladies in just a minute. And first, we want to invite you to turn to 177. And let's sing about our great God and his faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Let's stand. 177. Bill, come lead us.
He keeps me singing. 250. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of my seven woes.
people said, amen. You know, you think about God's faithfulness, and many of you can think about your mother as well, and how faithful she was and is to you. And it's a great, great blessing. Let's ask God's blessing upon this service. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being in your house this day. Thank you for the good night's rest. Thank you, Lord, that we can wake to enjoy this day. We want to honor you. We want to praise you. We want our thoughts and our words to be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, help us to think the things that please thee this day. Lord, we're in your house. We're always before your presence. You reside within each believer. But Lord, give us an extra special consciousness, Lord God, that we are thine. And Lord, we want to please thee. Please bless all the moms that are here today. Encourage them. And may they just see the blessing that they've received in their children. And guide us in all that we do. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Kevin's going to come and give us some brief announcements here. So if you have your bulletin, we'll highlight a few things.
Thank you, Pastor, and good morning, everyone, and good morning to all mothers. We are very blessed to have you here today, and we are glad that you can share part of your day today with us. And we'll be keeping in mind here tonight at 5:30, we'll have orchestra practice, so please be in your place for that. And then this week we'll have a prayer meeting on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Don't forget the Wednesday night service. Be a part of that. Come on out and join us for that. Special blessing there if you can be a part of that. Boy, last Wednesday was just thrilled my heart. And so if you're able to be there, please be in your place for that. Thursday morning, prayer meeting for the men at 6 a.m. That's also a great time. If you can attend that and you want to be encouraged, you come out for that, and you're guaranteed a blessing from that time. Just a great blessing there. And a very happy birthday to Mr. Justin Carter, who is turning, he is 13 today, right? Big 13, and we are glad to have him a part of this church and serving and just jumping in. So wish him a happy birthday, and I just want to thank each and every one of you that was a part of our Friday night ladies' banquet. It was huge success. We had so much going on. There was just so much going on, and we would like to thank Mrs. Hutchison for that and what she did and everything that was invested in. All the work that went into that, and just so much that it went so well, and just the comments that you hear from the people, it touched lives. So we thank you for that, and thank you for the fellas, the men. We had quite a few newbies here this year, and exciting, and we had Brother Roger was a first year helping out, Brother Levi. Levi beat me here, and he walked in the door. He didn't put his tie on, and he was working, and he was just going at it and setting up, and it was a blessing. I got a picture I'll share with you of Levi and putting the whipped cream on, and man, it was good. It was sweet. We had fun, and thank you, fellas, for everything. Thank you for all the hard work. It was just a wonderful time. So it went so well, and it was a sweet time. So thank you for coming out, and I just can't obviously can't say enough about that. Just enjoy that. We will be sending an offering out to ask that you please pray for this, for the Bearup family, who is planning a church in Arizona. They're from the Greenville area, left there. God called them to the Arizona area to go out, and they get there and start their work there. And I believe their youngest child has some symptoms of illness, so they take him to the doctor. Find out that he has cancer, and they treat that cancer, and goes back in and finds out he's got another rare form of cancer. And so God is putting them through some trials to grow them. And we ask that you would pray specifically for them, and we would like to be a blessing to them and send them an offering of just something to help them and let them know that we're praying. So if you are able to do that, please mark your envelope, Andrew, and we'll know that that will go to that offering. But we are going to send them some money just to try to be a blessing to them for everything that they're going through. So please, please, please keep them in your prayer list, that you would just lift them up each and every day this week and make that part of your daily prayer. Upcoming for this summer, we have the Vacation Bible School is coming rapidly. We are excited about it. Please be in prayer for that. That should be on your prayer list to pray for the young hearts, pray for the workers, pray for everything that goes into that. And we just pray that young people would get to hear the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for our lives and what he can do for their lives, and that would go home to their homes, and that much would be done there. So please keep that in prayer. Youth Congress, as the young people begin to get ready for their next adventure in life, as they get ready to go out, Youth Congress would be a great encouragement for them to go down to Powell, Tennessee, and down to the college down there, and be able to attend that. So pray for them, and they need to sign up for the trip there, so make sure that you get that signed up here. And then we're continuing on, finishing up Joshua in our Bible reading, and as we continue on through there, what a great blessing. We've just heard the men got up this morning in Sunday school, two men got up, and it's just exciting to hear, actually three men, out of the same thing that God spoke to their hearts on three of the same things. There was three different messages that came from basically the same passage, and it spoke volumes. So I want to thank each and every man that got up and spoke, and encouragement encourages people. It is just a wonderful time to have that there. So we'll be moving on into Judges, be praying for that. And then missionaries of the week are the Van Amen family. I get excited praying for these guys. It's exciting to hear church planting. I get excited about that. It's a wonderful thing. And continue to pray for them as they are growing that church over there in Ohio. And it's just a great blessing. I enjoy to be able to lift them up in prayer and hear the reports. He does a great job of letting us know what is going on over there and there. So please keep that a matter of your prayer life, daily prayer life. And we'll continue on here with the service, Pastor, if you continue, please.
Thank you, Brother Kevin. And I just want to say what he did. Thank you for the help Friday night. What a great thing. And when it's all over, you think, is it worth it? And while you're in the middle of cleanup, you're thinking, no way, man. No way, it's not worth it. I'm just joking. That's a joke. But when the comments start rolling in and the emails start coming back to Jennifer and the texts start coming back, the camaraderie with the guys are in such good behavior, it's unbelievable. And this year we treated them to an outhouse. We had our own port-a-john out back. Now, any man that wouldn't want to come and eat cheesecake and have their own port-a-john, I don't know what's wrong with them, but it was great. There are some digital pics back here in the foyer. If you didn't get to see it, they are scrolling, so take time to look at those sometime today. All the mothers, would you please stand? And I'd like the four teenage girls who are going to help me at this time, would you please come up at this time? We have two gifts for you today, and I want to give you one now because it needs a little explanation. And so, when you receive your gift, I want you to open it. This needs some explanation. And this is from Michigan Rites of Life, and it is a portable flower vase, and you can open it up. And I want to try to, moms, we're glad you are here. You just remain standing for just a second. Open that thing up. That way it won't sound like that during the message. Open that up. Pull your plastic vase out. You ever want to transport flowers in the car and you don't want to take a big glass vase? See if you can open the top of this. The green is the bottom. See if you can open the top of this. It took me like 2 hours, so. You're already done. You need to teach me. And then see if you can spread the bottom. And what you can do is you can take your coffee cup. You can fill it with water. The base expands. And then you can set it, if you want to give flowers to yourself, or if you want to take it to, maybe you want to take flowers to someone you're going to visit, you want to keep them fresh, you can put them in there. And then you deliver the flowers. You give them the flowers. You say, this is my vase. Mother's Day 2014. Then when you're done, you can drink the... You get rid of the water. You get rid of the water. And you fold it back up. And you got a portable vase that you can stick in your purse or anything like that. So that's from the Michigan Right to Life. And we want to support them every year. But moms, thank you for that. And then you may be seated. Then at the conclusion... if you didn't like the way we explained that, there are directions in there. You can do it yourself. And at the conclusion of the service, all the moms that are here can come get a flower. I'd like all the teenagers to come at this point that are willing to say something about mom. And Bill, would you raise one of these here? And let's raise one of these here. And so, Bill, we're going to turn on a couple of different microphones here, one on this side, one on this side. Just come all the way down here, Philip. Come all the way down this way. How many of you mothers just hate it when your kids say something nice about you? You just don't want to go through this. I challenge the kids. You know, your moms are so good to you. You are so blessed. And so they're gonna say some things that they are thankful for about mom. And so if you're on this half of the world, let's say from here over, you use this one. And if you're on this half of the world, you're going to come. You know what? Let's just try it. Will the pulpit sound better? Okay, let's try it here. Let's start. You are first. Come on up here. Wasn't that priceless? Wasn't that just worth everything? All right. Go ahead.
I'd like my mom for being my personal taxi.
You want to thank your mom for being your personal taxi? Where's mom? Is mom here today?
Yeah.
You've logged a lot of miles, haven't you? Amen. She's grateful. Start charging her. Okay, let's go here. Let's go back and forth, back and forth. Oh, we skipped Catherine. Did you see that look, too? This is good.
I want to thank my mom for being forgiving.
Amen. Wonderful. Catherine, now it's your turn.
I want to thank my mom for doing the laundry.
Yay. Yeah. Are you next, son?
Oh, me? Okay.
I thank my grandma for her macaroni salad and her fried chicken and her cowboy beans.
Collard greens?
No, cowboy beans.
Cowboy beans. She's born in Tennessee. You gotta forgive her. All right, let's go, Reese.
I'd like to thank my mom for praying for me every day, every morning.
Amen. All right, next over here.
I would like to thank my mom for coming to all my games and supporting me throughout all this year and my whole life.
Is mom your cheerleader?
Yeah.
Does she get dressed up with her pom-poms? All right, Christian.
I would like to thank my mom for every morning when I get up, I see her reading her Bible.
Amen. Next, Caleb.
I'd like to thank my mom for being there for me and always pushing me to do my best and having faith in me when I don't.
All right, good.
I'd like to thank my mom for running me to different places where I need to go.
All right, good. Another taxi. Yeah, this is nice. What?
I'd like to thank my mom for her Christian walk, for her chicken enchiladas and the corn casserole. And I appreciate her. The only thing that she really wants for my life is what God wants for my life. And I appreciate her being behind me.
All right, birthday boy will be next.
I'd like to thank my mom for her cooking, like, all of it. All of it. All of it.
A hungry boy, huh? Yeah, we'll get you in a second. Who's next, Melly?
I'd like to thank my mother for letting me talk to her every time I come home from work. I've got, like, all the scoop, and she lets me tell her everything. And I love onions, and our whole family loves onions, and to chop, like, 3 onions per meal is a big deal, so thank you.
And Jennifer figured out that when you wear contacts, slicing onions are a piece of cake. And she took them off one time, had her glasses on, and she just started weeping again. And we said, you love us, don't you? And onions, yes, go ahead.
I'd like to thank my mom for the love that she shows me and all the food that she makes.
All right, very good. That's the birthday boy there today, 13. Yeah. Amen. All right, over here, who's next?
I want to thank my mom for the Redskin mashed potatoes with cheese all over it and doing school for us and helping us. I know that's hard work doing us, so thank you.
All right, good. Rebecca, let these girls serve.
I'd like to thank my mom for being willing to stay home with us, be a stay-at-home mom, and for teaching us and training us in the way we should go.
Amen. Joel?
I want to thank my mom for all the clothes I have and that I can, she lets me sleep in when I need it. And all the great pie and cake taught me how to read and write.
Sarah?
I'd like to thank my mom for showing us what it is to love the Lord with all your heart.
Amen. Benjamin?
Well, I'm thankful for all the food my mom makes, too. When I think of food that she makes, I think of a gallon of gravy. All the great food at Thanksgiving is just so awesome. And also, she always makes us a cake for our birthday, whatever we want. Even though sometimes when we were younger, we'd always ask for this crazy type of cake she wants us to make. She would listen to the whole thing, even though she knew the whole time that she couldn't make it. I just want to thank my mom for giving God everything she has.
Lauren?
I'd like to thank my mom for not getting overly mad when I don't wear my glasses every day.
A woman of patience. You know, it's a joy to work with your kids. And we got a special group of teens here. And you have put into their life. I just get to enjoy them, you know, in Sunday morning. But you put a lot of wonderful things into their life. So, moms, hope you enjoyed that. Okay, thank you, guys. You can return to your seats. We're going to receive the offering here in just a moment. If you gentlemen would come, we'll make preparations to do that now. And Jake, why don't you just keep coming up here, and you can lead us in prayer for the offering for this morning.
Would you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and for all the mothers that are here. My mom's personally here. I thank you for just giving us them, because without them, most of us wouldn't even be here. Everybody has to have a mother, and it's a wonderful blessing to have one, and I pray that you use these tithes and offerings in your benefit and give us a great service and a wonderful day. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. girls, would you come and be ready to sing before the message this morning? I invite you to turn to Genesis chapter 24, and we will look at one of the great mothers and desires for her life in the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 24. Junior church, you can be dismissed at this time. And so let's have our workers take the kids, and you can be dismissed. So find your, I'm just looking at the kids and thinking about the day they were born and their moms, and kids are precious, aren't they? It's wonderful. Have your Bibles ready and open. Let's ask God to help us this morning before the message. The girls are going to sing Sweet Jesus.
He cleansed a spotted leper. He opened blinded eyes. He walked on troubled waters. He astounded passers-by. He forgave the sinful woman, raised Lazarus from the dead, took bread from one small lad, and he 5,000 fed. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You're fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows by the wayside. Precious, more precious than gold. He's the oak and I'm the ivy. He's the potter, I'm the clay. He's the oil and I'm the vessel. I'm the traveler, he's the way. I'm the flower, he's the fragrance. I'm the lamp and he's the flame. He's the words I sing to the music. We're the bride who claims his name. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You're fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows by the wayside. Precious, more precious than gold. You are the rose of Sharon, the fairest of the fair. You are all my heart could e'er desire. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are precious, more precious than
thank you, girls. I know your mothers are proud of you out there somewhere in motherland. Genesis chapter 24. Please be patient with me this morning. If I happen to stray from the message and have this blind stare and start talking about setting up tables and scraping plates and stuff like that, I just want you mothers to know right now you are loved and you're the greatest. So if I just get really weird and just do that, you can just all leave. And I'll finally, don't forget your flower, though. Okay. Genesis chapter 24 and verse 60. I was thinking about all the reading we've done in the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, now in Joshua. And I thought we've read about a lot of great men. And I thought, I wonder who are some of these mothers that we could hone in on, focus in upon. And I thought about two. Genesis 24 is the story of Rebecca. And in verse 60 is the prayer or the desire that her family has for her as she still was a single young woman. And Abraham's servant had come after her, and she had seen that God's hand was in this. And the servant says, you know, hinder me not. God has prospered me. And they said, well, we just need our daughter to stay around for a while. You just showed up and you're going to take her. But Rebecca perceived that it was of God. And they said, well, let's ask her. And they asked her, and she said, this is of God. I will go. I will go with this stranger. But God works in amazing ways, doesn't he? But before she left, they blessed Rebecca in verse 60. They blessed Rebecca, said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. You say, well, that's pretty scary. Two kind of scared me half to death. I don't ever want anybody pronouncing that desire upon me. But it's talking about her descendants, all of her descendants. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed, thy children, let thy seed possess the gate. Let thy seed be victorious and possess the gate of those that hate them. And so on her way to be married to this mystery man, God's servant Isaac, they tell her two things. May your offspring be numerous in all of your descendants as it passes through each generation. And may your offspring be victorious. Now, as we talked about, as I think about Rebecca, I want to talk about Moses' mom tonight. And Moses' mother, Jochebed. What an amazing, God-fearing woman who was not afraid of the king's wrath. And she hid her little born boy, 3 months old, and trusted him to the care of God. And, you know, bold mothers can raise bold children for God. Don't miss tonight. It'll stir your heart, Mom. So Rebecca this morning and Jochebed tonight. What's neat about both of these mothers is that neither one of them had a perfect situation. I hear myself say about other people's situation, they've got it made. Do you ever say that? Well, they have it made. They've got it perfect. If it was a little bit different, you ever think that other people have it made? We think that from time to time. But that is not the truth for these ladies. Rebecca was barren for many years. And then she had a set of twins, two boys, both of them scoundrels. One lived for God finally after decades of waiting and praying. She didn't have an easy life. Jochebed was born into slavery. Her children were born into slavery. Yet her boldness produced Moses, who definitely possessed the gate of his enemies. So Rebecca is who we want to think about this morning, but really the desire that her family had for her. And they said, two blessings be upon you. May your offspring be numerous, and may they be victorious. And so they said, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. So 1,000 is 3 zeros, and millions would be 6 zeros and 9. That is gig. And so they were saying to her in this techno age, we want you to be a gigabyte mom. Not you, not just, we're not talking about you being a Mrs. Duggar. We've been called the Duggars, and I'm like, we are so far from the Duggars, please cut me some slack. This is not about being super fruitful and every mother having, that's not what, Rebecca had how many boys? How many did children of Jochebed have? Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, she had three. So we're getting the long look here of not just your own children, moms, but your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, and all the way down through, may your seed be numerous, and may they be victorious. I love the verse that describes the child that you ladies bore, and it says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. fearfully and wonderfully made. Ladies, you remember the day that child was born? You won't forget it, will you? Fearfully and wonderfully made. David is recounting as a grown man about God working that miracle, not on a factory line, but within the womb of a mother, and fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully. When you think about a child that develops in the womb of a mother, it causes moral awe toward life and toward God and toward that miraculous human being growing within. I mean, to consider how God fashions a brand new human being inside that safe womb is, it causes one to be in awe of the child and then the mother and the birth process and God himself fearfully made. And then wonderfully made as well. How complex the human body is. It's easy to take a simple view of life, but when you begin to study how complex all of the organ systems are, and then all of the tissues and all of the trillions of cells, and everything is working independently, yet everything is working cohesively. You know, ladies, when you had that little child, oh my goodness, you brought forth a fearful and wonderful, you say, I was afraid, and he looked like he was a fearful creature too, but, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, the beauty, the blessing, mothers of childbirth. And Psalm 139:14 talks about that. You know, these babies that are born, no machine can ever produce that. You can go to the most high-tech factory. You know, Daryl makes lasers and robotic machines, and some of you guys work on really high-tech machines and production lines. But no production line can ever come close to producing a child that God has given to you, ladies. You are so blessed, and you are so enriched. And so may your descendants be many. May your children be victorious. These are words that God's people need to learn and to get in our hearts. And we need to speak to young mothers and even single women that are about to be married like Rebecca and speak the word of God, the desire of God. May your descendants be numerous. But oh, for sure, may they be victorious. May your children be victorious for God. May your children possess the gate of their enemies because they have some enemies. And God has given you a fearfully and wonderfully made child. May they be numerous as you have children and grandchildren and great as you go down through the generations. When you look at what you produce over the years, may they be numerous, but oh, may they be victorious. We need some more of this old school theology, church. We need some more of this spiritual retro theology where we speak the truth to these young mothers and to mothers. Oh, may your seed be numerous and may it be victorious. We're talking about mothers who will birth wonderfully and fearfully made children, but they will grow up and receive Christ and to be saved, and they will be gate possessors. And so we need some of this old school thinking. Motherhood, you know, is belittled. It is not on the top 10. I mean, it is not cherished as God's word cherishes it. And so her family blessed her and said, may your seed be... Ladies, think down the road beyond your children to your grandchildren and to your great-grandchildren. If your kids are all raised, think about your grandchildren and beyond. And so her family, they just blessed her with this. Let's pass on these words to these young mothers. Genesis 3:16 speaks about... This is early on in the book. And Adam and Eve, and there were no children born yet. And after the curse of sin came through our choice all of our sin comes through choice. After they chose to do their own thing and go their own way, God gave them the consequences. And in Genesis 3 and verse 16, God speaks about difficulty in childbearing, in sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children. Because of sin, the blessing of that fearful and wonderfully made child would be wrapped and robed in some difficulty along the way. And I just want to remind us all that sin always causes unnecessary difficulties. Always. All the difficulty in this world is not due to an unjust God. It is due to unwise human beings. And so sin always causes unnecessary difficulty. But Eve would still bring forth children, and she did, and you have as well. It reminds me of Jesus, who brought forth all of his children through great travail. Jesus birthed the church, Ephesians 5 says. He loved the church. He gave himself for the church. And he died paying for our sins. But the word of God says also giving birth to the church, just like Rachel departed, giving birth to Benjamin. Aren't you glad that Jesus endured the cross, Hebrews 2:12. He endured the cross despising the shame because he was going to have some sons and he was going to have some daughters and he was going to lead them out of captivity and to his Father. And I love Hebrews 2:13 where it says that Christ, Jesus, he says, I'm going to testify in the middle of the church. And God says, Christ says, I am the children that God has given unto me. How many of you know you're saved? You received Christ. You are his children. I am the children that God has given unto me. And so Jesus brought us forth and allowed us to be born again through great travail. And the same is true in various degrees as every child is born. I like Psalm 127:3 as we get to our text here in a minute. There's a reward in childbearing. And go to Psalm 127. Let's flip over there very quick. And the Word of God says that children are his reward. Psalm 127 and verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And so there may have been a little difficulty in childbearing, but there was certainly reward in childbearing. The Word of God says, just when that little baby was born, you were rewarded. The Bible says that a child is a reward of God. And so there is the fruit of the vine, you know, grapes. And there's the fruit of the field, that's grains. And then there's the fruit of the womb, and that's children. And God says, when you, dear mothers, had a child, God rewarded you. And, your kids are an award. If you have one child, you have one reward from God. Two rewards? Three rewards. My dad came from a large family, and his mother had nine rewards. I was actually speaking to somebody this week, I forget who it was in this church, and they were talking about a family of 16 still in this generation. Is that somebody here? Who was telling me about a family of 16? And so you could say, how many children do you have? Or you could say, try it sometime. Say, how many rewards do you have? And they'll whip out their keychain. Let's see, I have Speedway rewards. And I have, no, how many rewards, what are you talking about? How many children do you have? He said, you call my child a reward? Amen. I like to give that reward back from time to time, you know. But your children, ladies, are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God blessed you with them, and he rewarded you with those children. And so they are a reward. Realize the blessing, mother, that you have received when God shined his grace and his favor upon you and allowed you to birth that child. You are blessed to be a mother. That can be repetitious, and it can be routine. The feedings, the nursings, the holdings, the rockings, the soothings, and you know, then it's only like 10 a.m. in the morning, and then you got to make it through the afternoon, and then the day. The diapers, the pull-ups, the spit-ups, the throw-ups, it comes in all colors and sizes and frequencies, and it's a lot of work. Naps and burps, and once in a while, that little precious baby has a blowout diaper. You fellows know what blow-by is in an engine. I remember when these guys were little, they had blow-by in their diapers. Of the yellow mustardy kind. And they're all smiles. They're just like giggling at you. They blow right by the waistband, blow right by the leg holes, and can't contain everything. And at that point, the mother says, "This is one reward I'd like to not, you know, deal with." I remember some of the accidents that we had with these little guys, and sometimes it's not always an appropriate time. You know, you're on your way to church, and Jennifer's got her nice dress on, it's all cleaned up, and then you have some of these things. But it's rewarding and rich when you get that little baby cleaned up, and that little child looks into your eyes, and those little eyes make contact with you, and that little child smiles and shows those little precious gums, and before they've got all that bad breath, they're as sweet as can be. And that little child looks up at you with those little chubby arms and hands, and you just know that they know who you are. And there's nothing better. There's nothing better. Ladies, do you remember those days? You have been richly rewarded. And the mustard bomb has been turned into, I know that I've got a gold mine. I got a gold mine right here, and I remember that one of the little boys, one of our boys, used to like powder, and Jennifer take him in there and put him on her changing table and clean him all up. And I, by the way, took part in a lot of that. I think all real men get their hands dirty. Man, if you can change nasty oil, take care of that precious little mustard dude. And I remember we're changing this little guy, and one of our little boys liked powder, and Jennifer would change him and get him all cleaned up, and then she'd take the powder before she put their diaper back on, and she's always goofing around with the kids. She'd take a big thing of powder, and she'd go, poof, and it would go all over. And one day one of the little boys said, powder. I love powder. They tell me. I like motorcycles. I like boats. I like ATVs. I like engines. But I'm going to tell you what. Nothing can compare when a little baby says, a powder. You guys are so, you mothers are so blessed. You are enriched with that little baby. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh my goodness, what a joy to have these little kids. We need to start speaking more of that into the lives of these young mothers. I found, you think grandparents are bad. I found these in the parsonage. They were up in the parsonage, and the kids said, "I didn't know we had these things." And I found Wesley. This is the little dude we took home, fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, my goodness. Here's when he was 2 years old. That's when he was 3 years old. Didn't quite fit. When we brought him home, we thought he was going to die. You know that first baby? You just think, is he still breathing? I think he's going to die. I think he's dead. You know, we took him home. We're like, there's no nurse coming with us. What are we going to do? Fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, and every mother says the same thing. Oh, they're precious. They're perfect. And Mrs. Jean Yingling at Temple Baptist Church, she made a frame for every mother that had a baby in that big church, church of 3,000 people. Every baby that was born, she gave them this frame. Thank you for this precious boy you've placed within our care, to raise according to your word, to bathe in fervent prayer. Please grant us wisdom day by day to meet his special needs with the proper love and discipline earned by his childish deeds. And may he at an early age recite the sinner's prayer, which places him forever within the Savior's care. I don't have any idea how many she made, but we've got one for Wes. He's like, I didn't know we had that. And then we've got, I don't know what happened to Millie's, but this is Benjamin. This is my powder boy. Look at that grinner. I mean, is she not just wealthy to have? Look at this little guy. What a grinner. The powder. I want powder. He had blonde hair, and we had some friends that used to love coming by and watching him. And he says, I'm going to call that boy Cotton Top. Cotton Top. And so we were, what baby had just been born when he was in bed with us late at night? Do you remember? So we've got this king bed, and before we go to bed at night, the kids are all over our bed. It still happens. It's getting pretty full. And I was like, kids, go put yourselves in bed now after you rub my back. Turn on my heating pad. We've got this thing going. And we don't put them in bed. They've been putting us in bed ever since they could walk. And so all the little kids are in bed. They're all lined up. I mean, it was just the most awesome thing. And so, kids, it's time to go to bed now. And so Wesley would leave. Millie would leave. And was Joel around at that point in time? And Benjamin stayed with us. And he pulled up the covers. And then they says, isn't he coming too? And he said, I'm Cotton Top. Now you're trying to tell me. What's more precious than that? You ladies are absolutely lucky and blessed. You are so blessed. You are so blessed. You are so blessed to have these little guys. And then you see the picture of Joel? It's amazing. Here's Philip. Life got busy. You know, but boy, is it a blessing to have children. You mothers, you've created it. God has just allowed you to have these wonderful kids. And they told Rebecca before she ever had any kids, may your offspring be numerous. And again, it's not about how many each mother has, but through the years, may they be numerous in their compilation. You know, I think families are now reverse pyramids. Yes. We have people talk to us all the time about they came from a big family, then we inevitably say, how many did you have? And they say, two. Don't be bragging about your mama that had 10 if you had one. I didn't mean to put that in there, but that's one of my things. It ought to be like this. All through the years, may their offspring be numerous. But number two, may your offspring, Rebecca, mother, may your offspring be victorious. May they possess the gate of those which hate them. We're talking about the effectiveness of your children. There is the fact that you. I mean, the fact of being a mother is that you have a child. A mother means you've had a child, okay? There is the fact of motherhood, but then there is the effectiveness of your children. What do you want your children to be? You don't want them just to be in a cute picture frame and that's the best they ever were. Every child is cute. Every little child toddling around. I just absolutely love to see your little girl toddling around. I love it. She's coming. She's wobbling. She's running. I love these little kids. Every child. But you know what? When they grow up, we want them to be victorious children. Right. And victorious in the eyes of God, not of the world. May your children possess the gate of their enemies. Effective children for God. Let your kids be gate possessors. Let them have the upper hand over their enemies. And may I say, it is not the team across town. It is not the high school football team across town that is the most important for your young boys to have victory over. You know, when I lived in South Bend, it was South Bend against Mishawaka, the Mishawaka cavemen. And then Penn came in, and Penn was a giant school, and you know, the greatest thing for a mother would not be that her son plays on the football team, which is wonderful if he can. I mean, if he can excel, they're wonderful. But we're not talking about, you know, may our children be victorious over, you know, video games or the school across town or an obstacle course. May they be victorious by dispossessing some enemies in their life that God has said there are some real enemies that need to be possessed. And we want our kids to be victorious where God has defined. Let God define not the game, but the things that are important in life. And so what does this mean? May your offspring be victorious. May they possess the gate. It doesn't mean to be a goalkeeper. I played soccer, played basketball, I ran track, I ran cross country. I love sports. I'm not anti-sport, but I am anti-idolatry. That's why you hear me speak this way from time to time. We're not talking about can I just be a goalkeeper, but can I be a gate? Can our children be gate possessors? You say, what is the difference? Here's what possess the gate means. I want you to underline that. Go to Genesis 24. This is the prayer, young Christian mother, older Christian mother, for your grandchildren, for your own children, for your great-great-grandchildren. Genesis 24, 60. Let thy seed possess the gate. Would you underline possess the gate? Possess the gate. Meaning, may they, here's what possess the gate means. May they occupy by driving out previous tenants, then possessing in their place. May they occupy by driving out a previous tenant or occupier, and then occupying in their place. I'm thinking of that game as children. King of the Mountain, whatever you called it. And some guy's up there, and you knock him down, then you're up there. So this means may they be spiritually victorious to occupy, drive out previous tenants, and then possess in their place. Gate possessors. I wonder what God wants our children. What enemies do you think that our children have? My children have enemies, and your children have enemies, and God says, I want them to dispossess those enemies and occupy in their place. What are some enemies of our children that, you know what, God has these enemies in mind. May they dispossess and occupy the place and dwell in that gate. There are several of them. You know, our children need to be victorious over their sin. Sin is one of our children's enemies. The devil is another of our children's enemies. The world is the enemy of every one of your sweet children. That's right. The devil wants to drink down your precious little daughter toddling through the hallways. The world wants to devour River. The devil and the world want to devour a fresh 13-year-old teenage boy. They want to devour your sons and your daughters. And may they be victorious. May they be victorious over sin through Jesus Christ our Lord. May they come to Him at an early age and bow the knee and surrender to God and say, Lord Jesus, please save me. That child is on their way to being victorious over their enemies. I want my children, I want Jennifer's children, I want Archer to be victorious over the devil, don't you? Oh, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist him. Be vigilant and watchful. You know, kids get really good in certain things, and they get used to picking up. You know, defensive guys that play football, they get used to picking up a play, the quarterback, the guy that's running. They get used to picking up the defensive guy. They get used to the guys roaming around under the basket that are guarding the goal. And they're vigilant. And guys that play a lot, girls that play a lot, I mean, they can pick up a formation. They can pick up a defensive pattern. And they get real good at that. And God says, there's nothing wrong with that. But there's something that is supreme to that. May they know what the world is all about. May they know that the world is full of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And may they know that the devil is walking by their life every day wanting to drink them down. May they know something about their enemy. And may their enemy not be victorious over them, but may they through Christ be victorious over the devil and over the world. May your children be gate possessors. Satan possesses most people. I don't necessarily mean by the indwelling. The world occupies most people, and most people occupy the world. Sin dominates most people's lives. But God says, I want you to be different. Fearfully, wonderfully made. We want your children to rise up, and we want them to be gate possessors. Dispossess the previous tenet of sin, of the world, of the devil. It's a wonderful thing when a child can defeat themselves. Selfish children have been conquered by themselves. My children will have more problems with their flesh than with anybody else in life. Your biggest problem is not anybody else, it's you. Are we grown up enough to understand that from God's Word? My biggest problem is me and my flesh. Oh, may our children dispossess the flesh. May they kick out the flesh, and may they learn to walk in the Spirit and occupy the gate. The gate. Oh, may your seed be victorious. Victorious over the world, over the flesh, and over the devil. That's what we want our children to become. Effective children for Christ and for God. I don't want my children to be 0 and 3. You know the win-loss column? The win-loss column, 0 and 3. I don't want the flesh and the world and the devil to defeat my kids where they're 0 and 3. I don't want them to be 1 and 2. I don't want them to be 2 and 1, which is an amazing baseball 633 average, 666 average. May God raise up children that have come forth out of thy womb and who have thy heart and who have had thy nurture. May they be children that possess the gates of all three of their enemies, and may there be many godly children that rise up and be 3 and 0 against the enemies that really, really matter. May your children be numerous through the years, and may they be victorious. Father, this is what Rebecca's family prayed and wished upon her, that she would, Lord, not just be blessed with children, but that those kids would rise up and dispossess the enemies, the gate of their enemies. Lord, give us numerous. May your people have numerous seed through the years. Lord, help moms whose children are maybe all grown. Maybe they're gone. Maybe they have kids of their own. Lord, may they think not just about the first generation, but the second and the third. And God, may we pray over our grandkids and our great-grandkids, that not even born yet in my family. Lord, we want them to be successes in life according to the rules and the priorities of God. Thank you for each blessed child that's ever been fearfully and wonderfully created. Bless these mothers. Lord, it gets routine. It gets to be feeling as if they are unimportant in their task. Lord, there are days they wonder, is it all going to be worth it? Lord, nourish their heart today. Let them know that only they can love that child. Only they can love those children like they can. Just encourage our dear mothers today. And may they desire for their kids. And may they be raisers of those that will possess the gates of their enemies. Give us victorious children, we pray. In Christ's name, amen. I want you to find your hymn book. Let's sing, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Who has that number? Who can help me? I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
10.
I'm sorry?
Page 10.
Page 10. Let's go to page 10. I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Would you stand, please? Would you sing this? Think about your kids. Think about your boys, your girls, and may they be victorious for God. Some of these, let's sing verse 1. Let's make this a prayer. Here we go. Got them with the memorial funds of Brother Leon Mock and of my dear mother. And I know that my mom wanted one thing for me more than anything in the world. It wasn't to be a grand success. It was to be a lover of Jesus Christ and to follow Him. I can't tell you how many Bibles and books she gave me. May you live for God. May you love His Word. This was the first morning I didn't go get donuts for my mom. She's not here this year. But may her seed possess gates of his enemies. And may your children possess the gates of their enemies. Moms, don't give up. You got the greatest calling in all of the world. Most wonderful call. We honor you today. Thank you for everything you've ever done for your children. Not in vain. It's wonderful. I want you kids that are here, if your mother is here, moms, let me talk to you. Do you want to pick your own flower? How many of you want to pick your own flower? It's like, my kids always had poor taste. I want to get my own flower. How many of you moms want to get your own flower? Okay. Kids, if your mother is here, I want you to come and get your mom a flower. And get a flower and take it to your mom. Tell her you love her. Tell her you love her macaroni. Tell her. So just play a little something there for her. Come on, kids. Come up here. I'll help you. Let's come get a flower.